Alice Phoebe Lou off the album called Glow, and a beautiful tune called Love Sick. Okay, it's a Monday, and a Monday, generally speaking, can be kind of bluish unless you happen to cheer yourself up with a trip to Al Pescatore, where everything is, irrespective of what day of the week, it's always a blast. And with me in the studio, back again for another Monday spot of fun and frivolity and a glass of wine. It's Trevor and Nicole from Al Pescatore. How lovely to see you.
Well, good to be here.
And I believe you were doing some magnificent cocktails on the deck this past week.
We did.
On Friday. Yes. So, and I missed all that fun and frivolity. I was so jealous. But no, we'll do our own fun and frivolity here. Oh, and I have to pay you a compliment from the heart. You weren't there, Nicole, when we arrived at Al Pescatore.
It was two Mondays ago.
Yeah, it was a Monday evening, and it was a glorious opportunity for us to go and enjoy the deck and the hospitality. And, of course, your dad, your dad spoiled us. Like, you know, only Trevor.
As he does?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That's why everyone loves him. But it was, I got to tell you, it was really good, Trevor. Really
good. Thank
you.
I really appreciate it.
All your own work, I know. Nicole had very little to do.
Nothing to do with it.
But what a treat. I mean, you really have the most sensational recipe. You've got a fantastic view, a lovely location. The food is great. The ambiance is super. The service is magnificent. And now with the expanding of the wine and the whole being an I was giving you gears about the wood.
Well, not necessarily, but on that point, it is nice to have a slightly wooded like we had last time, and this time try and unwood it and see actually quite how similar they are in some ways.
Okay.
Because the last one, light in the wood, and it had fifth full wood, and this being unwooded is a slightly crisper style.
Okay.
However, Chardonnay, this particular style of Chardonnay displays sort of more vibrant Granny Smith apples, pineapple, peaches, and yet it's a very, because of the unwoodedness, very quaffable. Oh. Quaffable meaning, for those that aren't familiar with the term, means very easy to drink.
That's why you have a list, not a... It's for people that are, like, enjoy quaffing wine.
Exactly.
Don't want to get too involved with the list. Okay, we're going to be... We're pouring a splash right now, and I thought it would be quite a good idea just to dip into this.
Hey, Al Pescatore is open again, so we may have to sterilize your hands.
It's a blast from the past. You remember how long ago that was, eh?
That.
Hey?
You can go and sit on the deck again, get some vitamin C.
You see, all the old coconut. But I mean, how long have you been around doing Welcome Back to Al Pescatore? I mean, it was a long time ago. Thank you for the wine.
That's
a long
years
time ago when we thought the world was ending, eh?
I can't believe we got through it.
But you managed to keep the spirits of Bolito afloat by cracking out the pizza recipes and doing everything you could to cheer people up.
And don't forget the cups of tea we were giving in lockdown.
So listen, we weren't even... But it was. It's a true testament to your ability to turn, I suppose, adversity into opportunity. And that's why the brand Al Pescatore is so beloved in Bolito, because, I mean, how many years is it that you've been trading?
35 now.
You see?
1st of May.
So
long time.
There it is, a testimony that stands its stead. And now we're going to be enjoying a glass of, just repeat the title.
This is Glencarlew Unwooded Chardonnay.
Shall we have a...
Cheers. I've already had my little sip or two while you two talking.
It's very green in the smell, am I right?
So it's got more of those tropical apple fruit flavors that I mentioned to you. Granny Smith apple on nail in the head. Like I said, it's got those white peaches. It's got... Do you see how the palate is very clean?
Wow.
In comparison to the wine that we tried the last time, which is a little bit more rounded in the mouth. Like, it's a bit more full. The last wine that we tasted was a little bit more full in the mouth, where this is a cleaner style.
I mean, I think the previous Chardonnay was very much it was beautiful, but more of a serious wine. I think,
agreed,
you know, for the aficionado, but those that enjoy it. This, as you mentioned, quaffable is a lovely yes. word, not to denigrate the wine at yeah. all.
No,
it means you can drink it and love it.
Absolutely.
And come back for more. It probably, has, and I'm sure it's got a very mild alcohol content as well.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, even the kids can drink.
So this I find goes down so well. So this is a wine that also, if you're sitting at El Pescatore overlooking the view and you just want a really good bottle of wine that you can just sit and drink and chat, and you know us girls are renowned for doing lovely things like that, but you just want a really good bottle of wine that you can drink yeah. without pairing, fantastic. However, it stands beautifully next to a good meal. With this particular one, I'd most probably recommend anything from our fish and chips to our Mediterranean seafood platter, or even better, we're going to be launching this week a shellfish grill platter, and Chardonnay and shellfish, what a pairing. Beautiful.
Wow, I was going to say that we had your seafood platter, the Monday one. The Monday speciality, yes. and I mean, it's just so good.
Absolutely.
And
thank
this
you.
Would be, as you say, this would just... I think, you know, if wine and food pair well, the entire experience is elevated like that.
Without a doubt.
So the food's great, the wine is great, but together it's sensational.
Yeah. We've got the view, we've got the service, we've got the food, we've got the wine. The only thing I can't bring is the company. That's up to you, Dave.
Ah.
But I have met your wife and she's great company.
Yeah, no.
And I'd love to spend some time with her after a few glasses of wine.
Oh. Well, yeah, listen, anything's all things are possible, I've got to tell you. But what a lovely combination. The Chardonnay and the seafood. I've always been a red wine lover. I don't know why. I just always find it to be a bit more, but you know,
serious.
Each to their own. And for me, a red wine is more like a meal than a drink. I don't know why it should be like that.
Mm.
But for those that are red wine drinkers, this, I would imagine, is an easy in-between, because it's not a serious white wine. Sometimes white's a bit dry, a bit crisp, a bit, you know, too... I mean, I love it, but this is easy drinking.
Yeah.
And as a crossover, I would... And no, the reason I'm going there is because you said the girls on the deck.
Mm.
I tell you what, I would join you and have a bottle of this any day of the week.
Happily also, you know, although I say the girls maybe because I relate, but... anyone can drink this bottle of wine.
That's the point.
Over the age of 18.
Well, yes, indeed. Unless you're in Italy, in which case they give this to you in the bottle when you leave. But I don't know. We mustn't be. We are very responsible, and we don't advocate irresponsibility in any form. Unless, of course, it's under parental advisement and guidance, and that's the way we roll. But how lovely. This is absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
Just repeat the name again. And what is it on the menu? Is currently on the menu?
It is currently on the new menu that we've recently launched. It's called Glencarlew Unwooded Chardonnay. They have about 3 Chardonnays in their list. And this particular wine estate is just a few minutes away from UCT. Stellenbosch. University of Stellenbosch. And
Trevor, someone's trying to call you. They heard you on the radio.
No, that's not mine.
And about 35 minutes away from Cape Town itself. It's definitely worth a trip. Some of the most beautifully award-winning, globally award-winning wine estates. And one thing I loved when I worked with this wine estate is every single wine from their portfolio, which is quite vast, is spectacular. Everything from their Sauvignon Blanc to they do a beautiful dessert wine called the Welder. Everything on this portfolio is pure perfection. So if you haven't been to the estate and you're traveling down to Cape Town, definitely recommend. But if you can't get to Cape Town, come to El Pescatore.
Even better. Even better. And that pretty much, I think, sums up the beauty of what it is to live life the Bolito way, with the beach right here and the sea right there, and then in between the land and the sea is El Pescatore, with great food, great company, and great wine,
yes,
like we've experienced today. And this is going to be a regular thing. So we'll be introducing you to a lot more tastes and flavor profiles, courtesy of our friends at El Pescatore. Lovely to have you back in the
Thank
studio.
Thank you. Trevor, next time I'm bringing something special for you.
I'm getting
something red.
Very
something
nervous.
Red. Something red.
Very nervous now. But there it is, folks. That's the wine of the Monday, brought to you proudly by our friends at El Pescatore, a beautiful restaurant right here on the banks of the river, the banks of the river, Indian Ocean, the sea, back down south, as they say. Kings of Leon, now coming round sundown. Time for a sundowner at El Pescatore.